Sunday, 24th of March, 2024. Maybe today. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead? Acts 26, verse 8. A more literal, even if a bit clunky, translation would be, why judge by you incredible if God raises the dead? Paul had just said to Agrippa the reason why he was being accused by the Jews, meaning his hope in the resurrection. With that, he next says to all at the hearing, why judge by you incredible if God raises the dead? Some versions make this a supposition rather than a statement of fact, such as that God should raise the dead. But this isn't correct. Paul is not asking if it were possible. He's stating it as an accomplished deed. The you in this verse is plural. He's now not only speaking to Agrippa, but to all of the people there. Agrippa was a Jew, and his scriptures testify to the fact that God could do it. Paul now says that he has done it. If Christ were not raised from the dead, then Paul would not be on trial for spreading the gospel. Instead, he would still be waiting for the Messiah to come. Those gathered to hear Paul simply needed to believe the contents of his words. When we witness to others about Christ, we may put such a question forward as a supposition, but before we are done, we will put it forth as a statement of fact. It would be pointless to tell somebody that it was merely possible to raise someone from the dead. Rather, our testimony is only complete when we avow that it has happened. To substantiate his claim, he will next give his own personal testimony. Life application. Life is filled with possibilities. When debating an issue, someone may raise a possibility. A debate about creation or evolution, for example, may raise the possibility of the gap theory of creation in order to then justify a long-term creation, even opening the possibility of evolution. And yet, unless such a theory is based in reality, doesn't make it true. But people have been so conditioned to the supposed science of an old Earth for the past several hundred years that the default belief is in a world that is billions of years old. To believe otherwise is to ignore the supposed specialists who know what they are talking about. However, the Bible makes certain claims that are wholly incompatible with this notion. So there is a dilemma that seemingly needs to be resolved. Enter the gap theory. Billions of years of time are shoved into the narrative between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. From there, an entire narrative is developed, showed up in our geological record. This is convenient, and it then hopefully keeps theologians from looking stupid in the eyes of mainstream science. But the gap theory is unsupportable by the Bible. Moreover, it is a theory that is totally unnecessary if the evidence for a short-term creation is considered. We don't need man's inserted narrative in scripture to accommodate unproven science. What we should be doing is testing scripture that is verifiable and then saying to ourselves, I will trust God's word and evaluate the difficult parts as they are written, comparing what we can know from what is stated in scripture. In doing this, we are not immediately dismissing either the evidence or scripture. We are seeing if the two are compatible. Therefore, if you struggle with a short-term creation, but want to trust what scripture says, read what evidence is presented by short-term creationists. See if their discoveries suitably explain what is presented. If they do, then the problem rests with the generally accepted science of an old Earth. Be willing to check things out, but don't accept man's inserts into scripture that are not at all supportable by either the written Hebrew or in a comparison with the rest of scripture. Lord God, help us to rationally consider what is presented in your word. May we be willing to take the time and effort to review those things that are difficult for us to understand, and to review those things that are difficult for us to understand, and to learn from those who have spent their lives in pursuit of the knowledge that will help us to figure out where the truth of a matter lies concerning whatever issue we are struggling with. Amen. Dear Father, please bless this reading of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Verse 8, please, Joel.
Why do any of you people think it is impossible for God to raise people from death?
Excellent. And could you do it as well, please, Samuel?
Where is it?
There, verse 8.
Why do any of you people think it is impossible for God to raise people from death?
Excellent. Wait.
At the tip were...
Eight.
Eight.
Thank you.